Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Got a 7 a.m. meeting on a Monday?
Boo!
Expensing breakfast because it's in policy?
Yay!
Wasting all afternoon submitting an expense report for that breakfast?
Boo!
If your company used Ramp, you could submit expenses with just a text.
Free your team from expense reports today. Switch your business to ramp.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Rents are now climbing faster than at any point over the past 20 years. This is the latest DAF.ie report from January to March that tells us the national monthly average has now surpassed €2,000 per month for the first time in two decades. Chief Economist with Davy Stockbrokers, Kevin Timoney, is with me on the line. Hardly surprising, Kevin, is it?
Hi, good afternoon, Andrea. Yeah, it's been a long-running issue, I suppose, that the DAFT reports have been pointing to for quite some time, and many others as well. So, I mean, it's a real challenge that sufficient private rental stock is very difficult to bring about. And with the current kind of policy set as well, that's been probably discouraged in recent years from adding to it as well. So it's, you know, it's got very real implications for households, of course, and for young people especially. You know, the Housing Commission's analysis on our own as well has, you know, highlighted that it's really the younger age groups where household formation has been suppressed, and that where people are renting, they're facing very high prices for that. And, you know, the outcome is not surprising then in that respect. You're right.
Yeah, you don't need to be an economist to figure out when supply is down, price goes up.
Essentially, that's the problem. I mean, demand is very high as well. It's important to recognise. So, you know, we estimate at the moment, just based on, you know, the number of adults per household renting as of the census in 2022, combine that with a sort of an estimate of missing households due to high prices. It's about 50,000 essentially, rental households that are missing overall, or that, if you like, the actual demand for rental properties is about 50,000 higher than the number that we actually have at the moment. And add into that the idea that there's going to be additional demand over the next number of years, we come up with a number of in around 30,000 a year is what we need to be building. Whereas the last 5 years, the average is closer to 10,000 a year. So, you know, the flow of new supply is nowhere near what the implicit level of demand is, annual demand there. And that really needs to be tackled aggressively, I think, by government policy.
Journalist Katie Gallagher is with me in studio today because you're one of the people who's affected by this. You're currently renting in Dublin city centre, basically, Katie.
Yeah, just outside Dublin city centre in Ranelagh. And rent is about, we're all about average 900, just under, say 8-9 something. And I recently moved back after about 2 years. And my last rent was 484. So it's basically double. I'm basically paying double since the last time I lived in Dublin 2 years ago. At the time,
so that's you paying €900 per month.
Yes, and there's four of us. So it's probably, what, just under €4,000 a month?
That's what the landlord's taken in.
That's probably, yeah. You know, a lovely house and stuff. But I think this is what it is. Like, well, I was trying to move up there for a good few months and I ended up kind of commuting the day, going up in the morning from Donegal, 5 a.m. on the bus here during the day, going to a viewing.
You're commuting from Donegal?
I was at the time, yeah. There a few months ago, probably January, February. And then I was going to a house viewing that evening. I was going to house viewings and some of them were 1,000 a month per room. Like, this is per room.
So what are you getting for the grand a month?
You get a bedroom and a place in the house of probably about four people on average. That's probably the average. There could be more, there could be less.
Is it even an ensuite?
Really? Mine's not an ensuite. No, some of them are though. Some of them are ensuite. And like, that's a lovely house. But I'm saying like, that was average. Like, I would say that's nearly even. The 8, say 9, 4 is probably one of the lower ones I saw. Some of them are 1,200 a month for a bedroom. A lot of them I was looking.
Like a single bed, a double bed?
Double bed. The singles then are probably maybe 700. But like, that seems to be where it's at the minute. I couldn't see anything lower. But also, even though the rent was so high, I still felt like I was competing to even get a space in a room. Like, I was coming up when I was commuting that time, going to viewings that evening, and I would be going almost like an interview, like, can I please stay here? And you wouldn't, and word of mouth was the big thing. You have to do that. But still, the prices are so high, probably can't afford it, but you're still, you know, trying to make it work because that's just where it's at now. That's probably one of the, I'd say average. I wouldn't say it's lowest. I'd say you could probably be 700, but 1,200, 1,300 for a room is what I was seeing on Daft at the time.
And that's there's four of you, you guys paying that in the property, not for an ensuite room, just for a bed in a small room, but great location.
Great location. And do you know what? We actually have a lovely house and the location's great. I can walk into work. So I kind of added all of that in at the time, kind of making it like, you know, mental maths, trying to make it all work. And you'll do anything to kind of be back and in the buzz. But that is nice. Some of them are en suites and but that seems to be kind of where it's at. Now, I just couldn't believe it. I honestly was a bit hit in the stomach when I first said, because when I first moved up here, I was kind of thinking, okay, it's got more expensive. Mm. But when you're going from, say, 484 to 894, it's a big jump. It's
a big
double.
Jump. Rory is with me in studio as well. You too, you're renting at the moment.
Yeah, I'm indeed. Yeah, we're living in Terranure. You know, we're in a smallish apartment. We have a young child. He's just about to turn 3. Like, it's a kind of sad state of affairs that it's not ideal. It's not where we'd like to be. It's not the kind of apartment that we'd like to be in. But you're just so relieved at the moment, the way the market is, if you can get your hands on anything. And especially with a young child. It was super important for us to just find anywhere that we could when we landed on this place.
So hearing today that rents have surpassed 2,000 a month for the first time in, well, really since the height of the Celtic Tiger in 2005, it's no shock to you, Rory.
No, not at all. And just the levels of stress that are brought into your life when you hear things like this. Like, we're in a bit of an unusual situation with our renting at the moment. We know we're going to have to leave in maybe the next 6 months or so. So we're doing our damnedest to try and buy before then, because the experiences we've had trying to rent the last two places, we just really don't want to go through that again.
Similar to Katie in that sort of feeling of it's an interview process more than it is.
Yeah, there's a bit of that.
To pay.
But just even I noticed myself, we're here in Dublin 8 years now and this is our third place. Just the last two times we went looking, just you arrive, there's massive queues. The letting agents are so busy, they can't even answer, you know, basic questions about the place. They know they're going to rent it really quickly. They don't really have any time for you. And then if you're a young child, you're trying to get somewhere, you need to make a decision on the spot. You need to think about childcare. You need to think about your commuting to work, all things like that. And you know, if you don't make your decision within, you know, 24 hours, that place is going to be gone. So you're really put on the spot.
You're in a bit of a ticking time bomb situation then, Rory, if you know you're getting the knock on the door in 6 months' time.
Yeah, we are. And it's happened to us before. Like, we got notice one time when my wife was 4 months pregnant, which was incredibly stressful. So we went all guns blazing. Well, my wife did, definitely, to try and find a place. We got lucky. As Katie said, it's kind of who you know nearly. You know, after going to multiple viewings, we finally got word through a friend of a friend of a friend that they might give us first refusal on a place. So we got lucky with that. But yeah, just even things like at the moment where the market is, you know, you get viewings at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday and you're like,
I'm in work.
Yeah, I'm in work. And to afford your exorbitant rent, I kind of need to be in work.
Director of Property District, Carol Tallon, is with us on the line. Carol, you've been listening to Rory and Katie's stories and like, they're just two of the many people getting in touch with similar experiences.
And unfortunately, these are not new stories to me, although they don't they don't resonate any less just because I'm hearing them every day. But unfortunately, this situation is going to get a lot worse before it starts to get better. You know, the latest AFT report, the stats that are showing us, unfortunately, they were utterly foreseeable. And it is not a coincidence that this is also the third quarter of falling availability. And we had started to make progress. We actually, before that, had 6 quarters of improving stock. And on an absolutely related note, this morning we also saw that the number of new homes commenced this year is almost 8 times lower than this time last year. So actually we're now at the highest levels of rent and the lowest levels of new home commencements since 2016. So unless there's some radical shakeup in government policy, this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
It's hard to believe that we're talking about the highest national average rents in 2 decades, you know, since right at the height of the Celtic Tiger before the collapse, Carol. And you're telling us it's still going to get worse than this.
Oh, it's going to get much worse. And it's really important to say we're not just talking about the highest rents since a period of reporting. These are the highest rents ever recorded in Ireland in history. We have never, remember, renting used to be the thing you did in order to save to get a mortgage. This was the affordable option for people who couldn't afford to buy. And now it is the thing that is stopping people being able to afford to buy. And the most frustrating thing is that this was utterly foreseeable. Back in 2015, on I think their fourth post-bailout monitoring mission to Ireland, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, warned the Irish government, based on all of their international perspectives and learnings, they actually warned the Irish government that the introduction of rent controls, while populist and might get politicians elected, would slow the construction of residential properties because they're simply the wrong mechanism to mitigate a volatile rental market. So actually, these negative side effects were not unforeseeable at all. In fact, reducing the rates of return on investment properties discourages construction. It is the only thing that it does.
And yet, I know from the messages coming in, Carl, there's always little sympathy for the landlords, you know, the people that are taken in, as Katie talked about, her and 3 other girls in a house paying 900 quid per month. You know, this kind of money and the amount people talking about any sort of help for developers isn't exactly the most populous thing in the world to say either. What about you, Rue? You're based in Sligo. I believe you're having some trouble trying to find rental accommodation.
I've had a number of troubles ever for the last 3 years trying to find accommodation. And it doesn't, as everybody else is saying, it doesn't look like there's much of an end in sight for me or anybody else that I'm pretty sure you're going to be talking to today. My own efforts in trying to find myself accommodation and advocate for myself has, you know, led me to become very active in my local Community Action Tenants Union, you know, trying to find a lot of people solutions to what is supposed to be one of the 14 human rights.
The right to housing?
Yeah.
So have you got accommodation at the minute?
I do have accommodation at the minute. As I said, I've been overholding here. And going next, I have very little hope of finding any place for myself or my housemates who I've been living with. In the grander scheme of things, desperation is going to make people consider things which previously they have not considered.
So just to go back for a moment. You said you're overholding. Is that right?
That's correct.
Just explain that to me.
The landlord has been wanting to evict me now for 3 years, and I have been leaning on the legal channels which are open to tenants in this country to keep myself.
You're contesting the eviction, basically.
That's correct, yes.
And you can do that, you're doing that, as you say, legally through the appropriate channels.
Yes, there are many, many channels that are open to help people keep their accommodation, even if their landlords are being very insistent. I would suggest that people reach out to Threshold, their local Community Action Tenants Union branch. These are good resources, and some of them might only provide advice, but this is advice on where you can go to get yourself some help too.
So you're not squatting; you're doing it appropriately through the channels?
This is very much above board. I've been in court over this a number of times. Okay. And the stress of this has caused me to get diagnosed with a seizure disorder at the start of this year.
Okay, all right. So you've been, as you say, overholding for the guts of 3 years now. What about you, Katie Tallon? What's your situation?
So I was living in Dublin in a house in Lucan for, I think it was for €800 a month. I had one bedroom that I'm, very, I was very lucky. I got double bedroom. It had an ensuite. It was at the front of the house. You're overlooking a nice little neighborhood and everything. But it was with five other people in a four bedroom home. And you had the tiniest little kitchen and everything. And to be honest, it wasn't working out. It wasn't worth the money. It didn't enable any savings or anything, and I was still driving the M50 to work up to Finglas. And I got home at about 7-8 o'clock at night. I was leaving for 7 o'clock in the morning to be able to get into work for 8:30 or 9, and it wasn't feasible anymore. So actually, I've moved back home to Galway to save up for a mortgage at the moment, just because be renting and saving, I find it's not feasible at the moment. Not with what we're making, not with the wage jobs and all.
Yeah, so you were effectively forced out of the rental market, Katie, in Dublin.
A little bit, yeah. When I was looking for that property, only because I needed I got a job working in Finglas, so it was kind of I needed to be up there 4 or 5 days a week. So I had no choice but to move up there. And God, when I was looking, there was a place that were saying, I'd say they thought they were being great, saying, oh, we're €200 to €300 a week for a single bedroom. I'm thinking, if you're €300 a week for a single bedroom, that's going over a grand a month. But then you'd also have 40 or 50 applicants. And when you're looking on, I tried out Facebook groups as well, and you have one person saying they have a one-bedroom studio apartment, and you might have 60 or 70 comments going, please, I need this, I'm here, I'm desperate, everything. So you're competing.
The personal pleas and the heartfelt stories that go with it. Rory, that, I suppose, listening to Katie Tallon's story there, like the difficulty in trying to save, to buy, and then pay these kind of exorbitant rents that we're talking about in Dublin.
Yeah, it's pretty impossible. Like when just paying the rent is putting you to the pin of your collar, how you're meant to save at this moment in time, it's not really feasible for a lot of people. Like we're quite lucky, we have decent enough savings. But I won't go into our attempts to buy, or I don't want to cry live on air.
Yeah.
But yeah. When you're spending that much of your income just covering rent, it's crazy the compromises you have to make on the rest of your life and the effect that can have on your quality of life.
It's extremely difficult. Carol, maybe on a positive note, if there's a positive to find out of this latest DAFT.ie report before we wrap up today.
I think the most positive thing I hope this will do is shock government into the radical changes and shifts in policy that need to happen. The truth is we have probably only 20 to 25,000 new homes in the current pipeline. So anything over and above that has to be incentivized. So actually, if we believe that we're in a housing crisis, and surely this will show that we are, then actually we need to respond as if we're in a crisis.
Yeah, it's only when you hear the likes of Katie Gallagher and Rory and Rue and Katie Tallon's stories that you really begin, I suppose, to understand how difficult it is for people to gather up the rent that's required to even find a room in a house in any county in the country at the minute. Carol Tallon also as well, Kevin Timoney from Davy Stockbrokers, thanks a million to you all for sharing your stories. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
And we're back, folks. It looks like Jim from sales just got in from his client lunch and he's got receipts.
His next meeting is in 2 minutes. The team is asking, can he get through his expenses in that time?
He's going for it. Is that his phone? He's snapping a pic. He's texting Ram.
Jim is fast, but this is unheard of.
That's it. He's done it. It's unbelievable.
On Ramp, expenses are faster than ever. Just submit them with a text. Switch your business to ramp.com.